You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We get to head to Asia today. I'm excited to share a story about serving on a short-term mission in Taiwan. Really excited to share this story today. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. You can find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, Miles Williams. He's a volunteer, served on a short-term mission with an English Bible camp in Taiwan. Miles, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate you having me.
Our guest today also, Mindy Taves. She's the LCMS Asia Region Lutheran Education Coordinator based out of Taiwan. Mindy, welcome back to The Coffee Hour.
Hi, guys. Good to be here.
That is a really long title, LCMS Asia Region Lutheran Education Coordinator. Is there like a special way of, does it translate much shorter than that in Mandarin? No?
I can't imagine. No. I've never tried to translate that one. It seems like too much.
Well, thank you both for being our guest today. Looking forward to learning more about the English Bible camp that Miles got to serve in and how you got involved. So let's start with that, Miles. What do you do when you're not serving on a short-term volunteer team in Asia? What does Miles Williams usually do besides serving as a volunteer?
Ooh, I stay pretty busy. I'm currently finishing my undergrad degree at Western Oregon University in Monmouth, Oregon. I recently purchased a very nice 3D printer from a garage sale, so that's been taking up the majority of my time. Outside of that, I'm slowly growing a landscaping company, and I'm also an elder and a trustee at my local congregation here in Albany, Oregon.
That's a very fun list of things that you do when you're not serving as a volunteer on English Bible Camp. Can I ask you, what's the coolest thing you've made on your 3D printer so far?
So I've only had my 3D printer for a few days, but I have been printing pretty much nonstop. So it's interesting thing that I've printed so far is a egg holder for my parents to store their fresh eggs on. So it's amazing what you can print with a 3D printer.
Is it printing right now while we're talking?
It's not, no. Oh. No, I decided to power it down for the sake of preserving the environment from that noise. So.
I love that an egg holder is the most interesting. That is just, I love it. I love it so much. So what interested you in serving in this volunteer opportunity, serving as a volunteer with the English Bible Camp?
Yeah, initially I intended to serve at an English Bible camp in Poland last year. I was unable to do it at that time, unfortunately. So when I saw the opportunity to serve in Taiwan, I was pretty much immediately drawn to applying. Knowing the issues between China and Taiwan was a huge source of motivation in wanting to go there and spread the gospel there. I saw it as an opportunity and as very important for the growth of the church in Taiwan, especially for the people there who are facing pretty much constant antagonism from the Chinese government. So I couldn't think of really a better way to volunteer my time than to give it to God in Taiwan. And I'm glad that I did. It was quite the experience.
Once you applied and found out about your acceptance to serve as a volunteer, how did you then begin preparing to serve for English Bible Camp in Taiwan?
Oh my goodness. In so many ways, the LCMS Office of International Missions sent all of us volunteers several devotional books or booklets. One of those was specifically designed for before arriving on the mission field. So outside of doing the devotionals, I did a lot of personal research on the internet, just about Taiwan in general and about the culture, trying to prepare myself as much as I could. For that, I arrived in Taiwan several days before the camp started. I wanted to get a feel for the culture, recover from jet lag, adjust to the new time zone, do all those things before actually working with the kids in Hsinchu. So I spent a lot of time researching where to stay, how to navigate the MRT, which is the metro system in Taiwan. And then leading up to leaving for the trip, and especially right before, I spent an insane amount of time in prayer and in the word. I actually went through a little bit of a crisis shortly before leaving for Taiwan, and had all of these feelings of just inadequacy and really wondering how useful I could be to the church in Taiwan. And, you know, that forced me to really go to God in constant prayer and take my anxieties to him. I was able to realize at some point that the enemies of God did not want me in Taiwan. And so that was motivating to go and do it and do it as faithfully as I could.
And we'll share more of your story of what you actually did on the field in just a minute. But Mindy, how often do you get to serve with short-term volunteers like Miles?
This was actually our very first experience. And yeah, we are working with our church partners, the China Evangelical Lutheran Church in Taiwan, and they have an education coordinator similar to my position, Cynthia Han, who puts together English Bible camps and BBS across the CELC church body. So she helps to organize those. And working very closely with her, then we had discussed the possibility of bringing in U.S. volunteers that we could have a specific English Bible camp. And we had genuine concerns before we even set this up. Miles had mentioned the China-Taiwan relations and that this could actually work as a deterrent and against us to no fault of Taiwan. But, you know, the press situation is intense. So we went into this realizing that we should probably start small with one team and really prayed for God to provide workers here in this harvest field where there's so many opportunities. So it was a great opportunity for this as our first English Bible camp.
So this is the first time around with an English Bible camp that you get to serve alongside. What are some of the things you learned in that process welcoming a team of volunteers?
Well, our team came together very quickly. So we served in like mid-July. And the team really came together in mid-June. So for us to get ourselves organized and to understand the roles for the team and how to prepare a team, it all came very quickly. We definitely need more time for that. But we were so thankful that we had a team assembled. And honestly, we had a few days before the students came because we were adjusting to jet lag. We had more time to get to know each other, to break into small groups for instruction, put together our lesson plans. With that, and because we were all jet lagged, I think as far as the leadership team was concerned, Becky Bartelt, who is also a theological music educator in Taiwan, she was assisting us with music for the camp. She had been at a conference in the U.S. and came in the Sunday night before we started camp on Monday. I had been in Eurasia to observe their English Bible camps, so I came in very jet lagged right along with the team. And that wasn't helping us, but we had great fellowship together. We had opportunities to learn more about the culture and be able to enjoy a wide variety of foods in Taiwan. So we had time to work together, but we definitely needed a little more time in the preparation in that month before we had the team together in person. But it was still a wonderful opportunity. So there's definitely more to refine as far as those preparations are concerned. And we knew there'd be bumps in the road, but, you know, 29 years as a classroom teacher taught me the first time you try any project, it isn't going smoothly, not as smoothly as you would want. And I think overall, the team really pulled together and turned out a great camp.
You mentioned going to Eurasia to visit their English Bible camps. What were some of the things that you learned from visiting them that you were able to implement like almost right away into your own English Bible camp?
Well, we had an assembled team, and a lot of the teams that were in Eurasia were congregational teams. So they had done a ton of preparation ahead of time. So I had to really rethink how we were going to prepare ourselves as an assembled team, where that was there's a different approach. And so that was something that I had to implement really quickly. And was really thankful for the flexibility of the team that came in. So that helped a lot.
Tell us a little bit about who was served by the English Bible Camp. We'll start with
you, Mindy. We had students that had come to us through a neighborhood, really. Cynthia Han had really organized and distributed information about the camp through the local neighborhood in Hsinchu. And it was available for students ages 9 through 12. So because the space is limited at the church, we limited the number of participants and the age group. So we had approximately 20, I forget, Miles, was it 20 to 25?
I think it was 24, if I remember
24.
Correctly.
Yeah. So we had a smaller number of participants, but that also gave us the opportunity to get to know them so much better. And we had them in small groups as we were instructing the English portions and playing games with them throughout the camp time. And it was a lot of students that had no touch with Jesus. Their parents were looking for daycare. Our camp was from 8:30 in the morning until 5 o'clock in the evening. So it was a full day. And many of these students hadn't heard anything about Jesus. And then we also had some that were very well churched, that had long been churched since they were quite small. So it was a really good mix of students, and it provided lots of opportunities for us to be able to share Christ.
Wow. Well, I can't wait to learn more, especially about your experience, Miles, serving at the English Bible Camp in Taiwan. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Oh, this wooden toy set is really, really fun.
It is.
We could pretend it's like real life.
Kids love to play, and play that points to Jesus is a big part of a child's faith journey. Wooden toys from Wicking Vicar do just that, growing the faith through play. Wicking Vicar's Children's Church playset lets little ones delve into the divine service, and the Children's Advent Wreath is a safe way for kids to make the Advent tradition their own. Solid wood and heirloom quality for children ages 3 and up. Order yours today at wickingvicar.com and click on Wooden Toys in the menu bar. This Christmas, gift the children in your life faith-building wooden toys from Wicking Vicar.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today we're learning about English Bible Camp from Miles Williams. He's a volunteer who served on short-term mission this summer, and Mindy Taves. She's the LCMS Asia Region Lutheran Education Coordinator serving in Taiwan. Miles, let's talk about your experience serving as a volunteer, and what was it like meeting the kids at English Bible Camp in Taiwan for the first time? What was that first day like?
It was stressful. It was a little scary, but the kids honestly were amazing, and I think so many of them were so much more anxious than I was, which kind of helped me in a way. But no, the kids, they're very special kids and very, very attentive, very, very excited to learn. So yeah, the kids were great. And, you know, of course I had my favorites from day one, but they all had unique personalities and yeah, they were all just really great kids all around.
Tell us about some of the things you got to do right off from day one. What were some of the activities you got to do?
Oh, I got to learn some of the games that the children play in Taiwan. There's one, it's called the counting game. That's what I call it. It was a little bit difficult to learn, actually, which was interesting. So yeah, just honestly trying to just communicate with the kids, especially with the ones who didn't have as firm of a grasp on English, was an experience in and of itself. And they really benefited from that, I believe, because especially on day one, none of them wanted to come out of their shell and you know, speak in a language that wasn't their native language. So that was a little bit of a trial, I think, on the first day. It was just getting them comfortable with us and with us trying to communicate with them, but it didn't take long at all. And yeah, there were lots of games. The games definitely helped to bring them out of their shell. And yeah, it was great.
Mindy, as an educator, tell us how you go about teaching English in an English Bible camp?
Well, I prefer a method of trying to use games in order to instruct and have a chance to practice. It's far less intimidating, gives everyone a chance to kind of, you know, level out the playing field, especially if you have more English or you have less English. And in order for us to do that, we broke into two small groups. We had the 9 and 10 year olds that we would instruct for the English lesson, and then the 11 and 12 year olds. So we had those put into smaller groups. And then we had 3 of us that were each helping to instruct for those. So we could kind of tag team who was teaching which portion. And the English lesson itself was 30 minutes. So it moved fast. And we had a chance then, we were really focusing on English that was going to come from our theme Bible verses. So we had utilized a free curriculum that's available at the LCMS website. It's Jesus, Who Are You? And we went through all of the, we went through I am statements throughout the week. And we were focusing on teaching the kids the English that goes along with those Bible verses to support that. So on Friday night, when we had our parents join us for a culminating event, the students were singing songs that went along with those scripture verses. They were able to recite those verses and tell what they had learned in their Bible lesson for that day. And they could do all of that using English. And it was amazing. And Becky Bartelt is incredible. She had taught the children 18 songs in English, which, yeah, right. It blew my mind too, because as she was going through it, she's playing her guitar and she's talking to the students and the parents are there. And she's like, okay, so on Tuesday, which things did we study? And the kids were able to tell her. And then she had a student that was very well-versed with English and was able to write on a whiteboard all of the song titles. And then they would sing the songs. And it was incredible. And I was standing there thinking to myself, I didn't even realize how much these kids had learned. And through games and songs and repetition with the Bible verses and, you know, throughout the entire week and all of our interactions, they learned so much. And we were astounded. The team itself was astounded as we were wrapping up the week and talking about it. Like, wow, they really did. They learned so much. It's incredible.
Yeah, 18 songs in a week. I don't think I could learn that. So that's really amazing. You said the camp ran, what, 8:30 to 5? Is that?
That's correct.
So what else filled the time? Because that's a long day to have time to fill for all of these things to happen. What else happened during the day?
Well, we had a half hour for the students for drop-off so that they were playing games, just really informal games. We had a variety of games that were sitting out that we could play with them. And Miles, is that where you learned the counting game?
I think that is where I learned the counting game. Yeah, I can't remember exactly when, but I'm sure it was within that half hour window first thing in the morning.
Yeah. So we would have that time and then we would go into our English lesson. And so we had things broken into about 30 minute increments, and then we would have games and then we would switch to, you know, like the Bible lesson. And for the whole day, we had things broken into increments. And it was, they had some, at lunchtime, they would actually have like a Bible video where the kids could have some rest time. Very culturally, it's very common to have rest time after lunch. We would pick things up again with different kinds of games. There were little breakout groups in the afternoon where they played a variety of problem-solving games. So some of it was Bible-related and some of it was just fun. And we had songs, we had music twice a day, morning and afternoon. So that's where you get that opportunity to learn 18 songs.
Miles, aside from learning how to count, playing the counting game, what was the highlight of the trip for you?
I would say the highlight of the trip, there were so many highlights, honestly. It's hard to pick just one or my favorite. I would say that, surprisingly, the friendships that I made with some of the adult volunteers on the Taiwan side, even after leaving Taiwan, I have maintained pretty much constant communication with several of them. Was even able to meet up with one of them here in Oregon and give them a tour of Portland shortly after returning. And so that was something that really surprised me. I didn't expect to receive that myself from my service in Taiwan. So I would say the highlights, definitely the friendships that I made while I was there.
Tell me more about what you learned about the culture while you were there, too.
Yeah, I mean, the culture is very fascinating. First of all, very different from American culture. I understand after visiting Taiwan and then coming back to the States, once I arrived back in the United States, I realized the stereotype of Americans being loud and obnoxious. There's a lot of truth to that. So the culture in Taiwan, everybody's very polite. Everybody's on their best behavior. It's a very safe, comfortable place to be socially. And everybody seems to be very respectful. So in that way, it's very different from the United States, where we're much more individually minded. So yeah, outside of that, the food in Taiwan was absolutely amazing. I would say that was another highlight of my time there. And just getting to know the people in the community in Taiwan and be able to see how they live their lives day to day. Just really, really opened the door to understanding how that culture operates and also allowed me to see how fertile the ground in Taiwan is for receiving the gospel. I think it's a very, very important place to be planting those seeds right now. And from what I was able to see, people there are ready to receive that. That was very exciting.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like it for you, which is really, really great. Now, in the coffee hour, we do like to talk about food. So I have to ask you, do you have a favorite food from all of your experiences in Taiwan?
Everything I tried was amazing, and it's built in a special, unique way. I did manage to get a couple of the other volunteers to try century eggs with me. Are you familiar with what a century egg is?
No.
So they are preserved eggs, essentially. So they do come in a color that does not necessarily look appetizing, more a black green kind of color. But yeah, we tried it and it actually was not bad. You don't typically eat it by itself. You eat it with, you know, something else for flavor. So that was quite interesting. I also had deep fried octopus tentacles, which was pretty interesting as well. So honestly, all of the food in Taiwan was just great. And that's something that I miss quite a bit, having been back in the States for a while.
That's really great. Mindy, what about you? Do you have a highlight since this was the first English Bible camp for you guys? What's a highlight for you from the week?
It was definitely the culminating event on Friday when we had parents join us and the students were able to really talk about what they had learned for the week. They were able to demonstrate that through song. It was such a highlight that we could see all of the week's efforts that came together and the places where we felt sometimes that anxiety, you know, that nervousness that Miles was describing as we were starting. And we saw how God worked through all of that, even in spite of our feelings of inadequacy at times, that the children, they had learned and understood those I am statements about Jesus, that they were able to sing about that. It was incredible. And for parents to say, wow, they learned so much. And parents were maybe thinking about that more in terms of English, but they were planting seed through all of that as well. And it was so exciting.
Well, it sounds like Miles certainly had a great experience. The kids had a great experience as well. Did you, Mindy, and others who are based there out of Taiwan? How can we learn more about opportunities to serve like this?
Well, we have two more opportunities coming up this next summer. So we can host two teams this year, this coming summer, in summer of 2025, that we can share this experience then with more students in Taiwan. And then also for more volunteers to experience what Miles experienced. So we're looking forward to those in July.
Very good. And since you're like half a day ahead of us, you can tell us what it already looks like in the future, right? So since you're
exactly
like nearly a day ahead of us, and it's going to be great. Well, thank you so much to both of you for spending this time with us. Miles, thank you for sharing your story about serving as a short-term volunteer. It really was great to hear about your story.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me.
Mindy, thank you for leading a great team and for sharing the story with us as well.
It's always a pleasure to chat with you.
You can learn more about serving internationally by visiting servenow.lcms.org. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.